It's the day Verizon Wireless customers who've dreamed of owning an iPhone but didn't want to switch to AT&T have been waiting for. Verizon announced it will begin selling the iPhone next month to its customers, breaking AT&T's grip as the exclusive iPhone carrier. Analysts predict Verizon could sell more iPhones than AT&T this year, up to 15 million, but all those iPhones could come at a price for Verizon. Peter Burrows covers technology for Bloomberg News. He joins us from San Francisco. And Peter, how important is this announcement to Verizon and Apple?
For Verizon, it gives them access to probably the most popular phone. They've done a very good job selling other phones, particularly the Droid brand that runs on Google's Android software. So they've done a very good job building their wireless business, but analysts expect them to sell anywhere from 10 to 15 million iPhones this year. So it's looking like they're going to get the bulk of the growth in the wireless business in 2011. For Apple, you know, this is a company that's delivered huge growth and that has huge growth expectations, and they get the biggest carrier in the United States, so it's something they need at this point, too.
Well, the New York Times notes that the cell phone smackdown has begun. And because Consumer Reports rated AT&T as the worst carrier out there with complaints of poor coverage and dropped calls, and Verizon's really capitalizing on that, but AT&T says that an iPhone on Verizon will actually be slower on the web. Is that true?
Well, we'll see. You know, it is interesting. This isn't the perfect phone. This is not sort of a next-generation phone. The phone they announced today runs on something called CDMA, which does theoretically run more slowly than the technology that AT&T uses. So what that means is that we're set up for a marketing war here. If this was the same phone as AT&T sells, then it would be a simpler choice. But since it's not, this means that AT&T's got its cards to play, and Verizon obviously has its cards to play.
So the big winners here could be Madison Avenue with Verizon and AT&T, you know, the two of them battling out this territory. And in 2009, the two companies shelled out a combined $3 billion in advertising. That can only increase, right?
It should. I mean, there's a lot at stake here. You know, although on the flip side, there's another sort of untold story here, which is that the iPhone, both because it's in such demand and also because it only comes from Apple, and it's the only phone that works with Apple's software, Apple gets huge subsidies. So, in fact, it will bring the profit margins of Verizon down for each iPhone they sell. They'll make a little bit less money, whereas AT&T, which ironically has been making this argument, they might make a little bit higher margins as they lose AT&T customers. So it just makes the formula a little more complex here. Both of these guys are going to want to pour a whole lot of money into marketing, but in terms of profitability, it might not align so perfectly.
And that's because Verizon actually picks up a bigger part of the tab for the iPhone.
Exactly.
So what does this mean for consumers? We read that if you own an iPhone and you're on AT&T but you want to switch, you have to buy a new iPhone. But are we going to see cheaper iPhones or cheaper cell phone plans?
There very well could be cheaper iPhone plans. I believe Verizon is, they're going to be doing an unlimited data plan. I'm not sure of the pricing. Data plans are expected to come down in the next year, given how competitive this market is. There's some talk that Apple will be announcing cheaper hardware, cheaper phones in the future. But phones are definitely coming down on the Android side. There's a lot of discussion now that phones that will be $100 or less run on the Android software from Google.
Lay out the advantages and disadvantages for consumers who are choosing between a Verizon iPhone and an AT&T network iPhone.
Right. I think what it mostly comes down to is if you have an AT&T iPhone and you have problems, you probably have them with call coverage, can't make calls when you want to. If you have that problem, then, you know, boy, if you're willing to buy a new phone and pay the termination fees on AT&T, you'll very well might have a better experience on Verizon because they do have a reputation for better coverage. If you don't have problems with it, this phone is not really different than in significant ways than the AT&T iPhone you already have.
Well, what does the deal mean for the cell phone industry at large? Google has Droid. We still have the BlackBerry, and there are many others.
You know, I think it's very bad news. Because Verizon did not have the iPhone, they were the major standard bearer, and they poured huge amounts of money into promoting Android, particularly with the Droid phones, as well as BlackBerry and other kinds of hardware. you know, now they're going to be kind of doing what AT&T's been doing over the last year to a greater degree, which is right on the coattails of Apple. You know, everybody watches the Apple ads. Apple does a lot of its own marketing. You can bet that Verizon's going to try and take advantage of that. I think one of the untold stories is what this means for Google and the Android platform. That has gone from sort of nowhere to the number one market share leader in the last quarter by some counts, even ahead of Apple. But again, some of that success was based on the fact that Verizon didn't have the iPhone. So some of those 10 to 15 million Verizon iPhones that are sold this year will be to people who would have otherwise bought Android.
In terms of Google, they've been rolling out more applications now exclusively on the Droid, but then they're now going to be making them available on the iPhone, too, things like barcode scanners. Will Google be changing its strategy with this news that you can now get an iPhone on the Verizon network?
No, I don't think Google changes their strategy. This just heightens the this makes a life more difficult for them. Apple already has more applications. I think it's over 300,000 to Google, which has about 100,000 applications available for Android phones. And, you know, now if you're a software developer, your market just went up for an iPhone app because you're now going to be able to sell it to 93 million Verizon customers or whichever percentage of those buy a Verizon iPhone. So it puts more pressure on Google, I think.
And it's time for me to think of a good iPhone app, make a lot of money.
There you go.
Peter Burrows covers technology for Bloomberg News. Thank you so much.
Thank you.